The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
And this is Jonathan Healy filling in for Pat Kenny. We'll go back to London should anything happen, but we'll park the drama there for now because Luke O'Neill is in our Dublin studio. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning, Jonathan. I'm breaking the news cycle on you here. I'm going to tell you what.
I know you're interrupting. You're interrupting my political nerdery, and I'm devastated. Yeah. We want to talk about BA5. Everybody's talking about BA5. My first question, Luke, is: have we stopped giving them fancy titles and we're just back to numbers again? Because we've had BAs 1 through 5 at this point.
Yeah, we have. Strangely, they stopped using Greek letters. Maybe they felt Omicron was the one to finish with, in a sense, you know, but they decided not to give Greek letters to these. And they should really have Greek letters, by the way, because they are new variants. But as you said, it's BA 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There's 5 of them. BA 1 is Omicron, and then they're like siblings of Omicron. And incredibly, BA 5 is the one that's dominant now. It's taken over, basically. Most cases in Ireland at the moment would be BA 5, for instance. Same in the US. So this is the one now. I guess the way to put it, Jonathan, is it's another curveball that's been thrown at us by this virus, in a sense. And BA 5 is the dominant variant that's out there at the moment.
I have to say that credit has to go to South Africa. I don't know whether it's just that their testing system is super or whether these variants are cropping up in that part of the world more regularly, but they were credited with identifying pretty much everything relating to Omicron.
That's right. Late November, Omicron appears. As you may remember, the word Omicron enters our lexicon, doesn't it? That was late November 2021, and that's now BA1. And then 2 and 3 are reported around the same time. Then in January, we get to BA4. And then in February, we see BA5. And yeah, one reason might be, Jonathan, these could be emerging in people with HIV because they're immunosuppressed, you know, and the virus begins to get a foothold in those people and begins to mutate. In other words, they're more chronically infected. And HIV is more common, say, in South Africa than other countries. And maybe that's one reason why they're cropping up in South Africa. But you're right, the South Africans have spotted them. It is partly looking out for them as well, I guess. But HIV may well be a part of this. Because obviously what happens is the virus keeps dividing and keeps reshuffling the hand of cards in a way, you know. And if you're in an HIV person, that'll be more chronic infection. It's more likely you're going to get more variants. So maybe that's one reason why they're cropping up in South Africa.
Now, BA5 is likely, we heard at the weekend, to cause reinfection. So if you got BA1 or 2 and you're exposed to BA5, you're likely to get it again. So there's a question over reinfection rate.
Well, it's a striking business in terms of, if you're an immunologist like myself, why this thing keeps reinfecting us, because the immune system has evolved and then, you know, you get protection and then you shouldn't get reinfected. And yet this new, it's still a new virus, SARS-CoV-2, remember, does seem to be changing to allow for a lot of reinfection. And the big reason, Jonathan, is BA5 is dodging the antibodies that you would have raised to a previous one. And remember, antibodies are like little sponges that mop up the virus, and BA5 has changed and the sponge isn't sticking anymore, so therefore it can now infect you. And that's why we think these reinfections are happening. The number I just saw this morning, the antibodies, say, to a previous one are 20 times less effective against BA5. So again, just shows you it's doing a great job at dodging those sponges. But very importantly, as I would have told you several times, the T cells are there, the second arm of your immune system, and they're holding up, and that's why we're not getting severe disease with BA5. So even though it'll reinfect you, it won't progress into severe disease because the big guns of the T cells are there to back up the system, basically. So the sponges are failing, but the big guns are still there, and therefore you don't get progression into severe disease.
Everybody's different, right? And how this virus still affects different people in different ways. We're going to talk to somebody about that in just a minute. But it does seem that there's real-world evidence that BA5, more infectious than all that it is, isn't leading to an increase in severe disease and death. I mean, there's 37, I think, in ICU, which is terrible for each of them right now.
That's right.
But there hasn't been a massive jump, and we're presumably towards the top of the BA5 curve in Ireland at this exact moment.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah, it should be peaking around now, they think, and now it'll start to go down, which is good, obviously. But you're right, though, some people still get quite sick. And remember, the ones who are getting sickest are unvaccinated or haven't had the booster. Hence the message, get the booster, because it will give you this added protection. A strange one, Jonathan, one extra symptom for BA5 I saw this morning is night sweats. Isn't that strange? So the disease is slightly different because the virus has changed, you see. And then, of course, meanwhile, there is some immunity to it, obviously, with the T cells and so on. And that mix of your immune system and the virus being slightly different might give rise to a slightly different disease, with, strangely enough, night sweats being a feature, you know. But then, very importantly, if you're vaccinated and you're boosted, it doesn't progress into severe disease, is the message to keep reminding people.
Now, we have to talk about the vaccines as well, because they are being tweaked. Both Pfizer and Moderna, which were the mainstay of the vaccination program here. I know AstraZeneca are working on one as well. But by the time we get to the winter, say, let's ride out this particular wave. By the time we get to October, November, when we're worried about flu and COVID and everything going back to square one, will we have those new variant-proof vaccines available?
We will, yeah. But remember, the current vaccines will still give protection against severe disease. So hence, if you're called for your booster, take it. Don't wait till the new ones come along, because they will give this remarkable protection, remember. But you're right, and the FDA in America have issued a statement saying to Pfizer and Moderna, please bring out the next vaccine, if you will, against BA4 and 5. And both Pfizer and Moderna have said they'll have an Omicron vaccine by September, and they'll have a BA4 or 5 by October available, you see. So when we get to that point, it would make sense to start using those newer ones. But remember, as I say, the current one is still giving good protection anyway. But it does make sense, though, to have, like the flu, you know, you'll change the vaccine based on the variant that's around at the time.
Okay, Luke, stay with us, because I want to bring in Melanie Finn, a reporter with the Irish Independent. Melanie, you were unlucky enough to be struck down 3 times with COVID, were you?
That's right, Jonathan. Yeah, and it's not something that I recommend. Now, I didn't get, you know, seriously ill, thankfully. I didn't require any hospital treatment. I want to say that at the start. But I was kind of surprised at just how much it kind of affected me. I was in bed for the week, and Luke said I did notice slightly different symptoms this time around, including pins and needles in my hands. I did have night sweats, and also kind of sensitive to light, which I just put down to being extremely tired. Like, the fatigue was like crippling. I can't even explain it. So I was the entire week in bed, and I'm a couple of days post COVID now. But I was also very concerned, Jonathan, about, you know, what getting infected 3 times, what possible effects that can have. So I interviewed a virologist for the piece, Dr. Gerald Barry. And the simple fact is, we don't really know, he said. You know, it's all so new. There's so many studies going on at the moment. And he said, multiple infections, though, it's not a good thing, because every time you're getting infected, you're opening yourself up to the risk of things like long COVID and developing other complications. And it affects everyone's system completely differently. You know, and I had this wonderful, you know, May and June, where Ireland completely opened up. It was the first time in 3 years since we had so many events and experiences and festivals. And that's what I do for a living. You know, I cover events. That's my job. So it was just the last thing on my mind, like so many of our listeners. You know, I'd kind of moved on mentally from COVID, absurd as that sounds. And so then when I got sick, I instantly realised, you know, that's what it was, because I was so suddenly unwell.
And it was very different to the 2 previous experiences. You didn't have it. There's a bit of a COVID cough for dramatic effect. You didn't have the same symptoms on the other 2 occasions.
I was very lucky last time when I got it in November 2021. It barely put a halt to my gallop, you know, a bit of paracetamol and I was fine. And then when I could, I took the booster shot shortly after that. So you would have been talking about a good couple of months between the jab and me getting sick again. And you know, like, this time I think was more severe than the first time I got it, which was at the very start of the pandemic, which was March 2020. It was more intense, but it didn't last as long, the sickness. So I think that's what really astonished me. And I think, you know, hindsight is 20/20 vision. If I had something like a holiday coming up or a wedding or a big social event, you know, there is wisdom in kind of like not going to the pub in the days leading up to it, or, you know, maybe avoiding crowded places, and also use the antigen tests. Like, I've just stocked up again on the tests. We didn't have them to hand initially, but you can still apply on the HSE website to get them. And that was really useful, because no one else in my immediate family, thankfully, including my children, got infected. So I isolated immediately. I knew there was something.
Okay,
up.
So you still got out and you protected others, which is what you're supposed to. Luke, if I can bring you back in there, it's a cautionary tale, isn't it? That this bug still has has a role to play in our lives.
It does, yeah. And for Melanie, I'd say it could be bad luck. If you pick up a huge dose of virus, you see, you may well have been somewhere and you're with the super spreader. You've taken a huge amount of virus, that will make you a bit sicker because, you know, the immune system is trying to combat now a lot more virus in your system and maybe a bit of disease develops. So it can be a bad luck thing, really, as to why, you know, you might get more symptoms. But three times getting reinfected, that just shows you how this virus can keep reinfecting. The good news is, Melanie, you're unlikely to get reinfected again with BA5 because you now got protection from that natural immunity, you know. If a new variant comes along, the next one, if you like, there's a risk of reinfection potentially again. But again, because there's immunity there, it won't progress into severe disease. But it is, it's like having a cold or a flu, basically, you know. And these symptoms are a feature of colds and flus as well. Ultimately, it'll become like that. It'll just be another cause of a cold or a flu eventually, you know, over time is
the
way to think.
Could it hurry up, though? Because we're getting annoyed with it now at this point.
Well, again, they're trying to project that. They're looking, how many changes can you make in a single virus? It may reach a point where all the changes are there and then that's it. It becomes like a common cold. It's just not clear when that's going to happen, you know. But obviously as soon as possible is the idea there.
All right, Melanie, best of luck to you. I'm glad to hear you're back on your feet and back at work. So fingers crossed there'll be no long-term effects from that. Luke O'Neill as well. Thank you very much for joining us from Trinity College Dublin.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.